training covers identification of rocks and minerals, mining operations and equipment, health and safety in mining, environmental protection, licensing and compliance. Qualification: National Registration Card NRC. Apply now at www.icuzambia.net. For more information, contact the ICU School of Mines, Department of Artisanal and Small Scale Mining at +260 763 302 596 or +260 973 263 492. For analysis of mineral samples, contact the ICU School of Mines Laboratory at +260 973 263 492 or +260 977 833 434.
The Evening Main News Bulletin is brought to you by the Information and Communications University, ICU, delivering an ICT-enabled education with excellence.
The One Love Radio News.
Thank you for joining us for the news on One Love Radio. To present it, I'm Kondwani Maplanga. The headlines: SACOD calls for increased voter sensitization. FDI welcomes resumption of the Cash for Work program. Motorbike raids on villages killed dozens in Nigeria. And Sanaco FC ends four-match winless run. In other news in detail, government has expressed profound gratitude to the private sector for its timely support to disaster-affected communities during the 2025-2026 rainy season as the country responds to multiple weather-related emergencies. Speaking during the handover of relief items to the Disaster Management and Mitigation Unit, DMMU, Vice President W.K. Mutalin Almango thanked Grant Insurance for donating 1,000 by 25 kg bags of Millimil and Coteva Zambia Limited for providing 10 metric tons of certified seed and 1,000 by 10 kg bags of Millimil. She noted that since the onset of the rainy season, government through the DMMU has been responding to floods, strong winds, hailstorms and related public health risks.
It is with this context that the contribution that CIDCO Limited becomes particularly significant. CIDCO Zambia Limited, which is locally owned and a leading agricultural company focused on the research, breeding, production, processing and marketing of certified high-yielding seed varieties came on board at a critical time when we urgently needed to ensure that farmers whose fields were swept away by floods had access to input and seed for replanting. Without the seeds from CIDCO, many farmers would not have planted. And if they had not replanted, food security in the coming harvest season would have been seriously compromised.
Meanwhile, Zisk Life reaffirmed its commitment to disaster response through a donation of 1,000 by 25 kg bags of Millimil under its Corporate Social Responsibility Program. Managing Director Collins N. Hamsonde says the company continues to provide insurance solutions, including health, funeral, education and life cover, to cushion families against unforeseen circumstances.
And through what we are doing, your work is even extending beyond our borders. It's very clear, Your Honor, in our daily news of disaster and projection through the meteorological department that we are working around the clock to ensure that these disasters are vetted, and we are extremely grateful for that. Is this life, which I'm sure all of you know, is the body of Zambian bonds entity. Very committed to ensuring that we provide dignity to people as they go through various types of losses. Health cover in times of illness, funeral cover in times of death.
And CIDCO Zambia board chairperson Chance Kabage says the company swiftly supplied its ultra early maturing maize variety 303, packaged in 5 kg and 2 kg packs for rapid distribution to farmers affected by flooding in Rufunsa and surrounding districts. He says the intervention ensured families would have something to harvest and eat, describing the partnership with government as vital whenever disaster strikes. Family Development Initiatives, FDI, has welcomed the government's forthcoming resumption of the Cash for Work program at the end of the month of February, as announced by the government. FDI team leader Sheikh Yusuf Ayami has explained that the initiative will help vulnerable families access temporary employment while contributing to community development. He has emphasized that the verification of beneficiaries is a vital step in ensuring fairness and transparency.
I think this is a point that we need to emphasize here, which we also welcome of this new program, is the verification of beneficiaries, which we consider to be a vital step in ensuring fairness and transparency, because we believe that in the previous system, there were elements of duplication and also probably lack of transparency as people were manipulating that system. Now, when we verify beneficiaries, this is going to help. But we also want to observe that the improved monitoring system will also enhance accountability and efficiency in the program's delivery.
Third Liberation Movement says Zambia has not yet attained democracy, as the governance systems have only brought oppression, suppression and poverty. Movement leader Enoch Roosevelt Tonga notes that head of parastatals such as anti-corruption and the electoral body ECZ are still appointed by the head of state, making the system rotten with the Speaker of Parliament belonging to the ruling party. Mr. Tonga notes that the system gives an open check to a sitting president to do as he pleases, leaving others disadvantaged. Mr. Tonga has since pledged to unify the nation and give equal opportunities to all once voted into power. He was speaking on the Bottom Line radio program on One Love Radio.
So-called a democratic dispensation, which is being controlled by an individual, is so-called a president. This man oversees everybody. Mm-hmm. This man controls the judiciary. This man controls the parliament. This man controls the army. This man controls the police. This man controls literally everybody. It's a joke. It's all fake. At the end of the day, the entire system is rotten. A resisting president, Kakun, called immunity that protects him from being, prosecuted. Mm-hmm. Protects him or her from being taken to court. After 5 years, that is when you say, no, we can remove the immunity and investigate him. Now, what we have generalized in real terms, people are committing crime in the name of the law. Corruption is rampant. You dehumanize, oppress your own people.
Now, the First National Bank has signed a memorandum of understanding with Chopi Zambia aimed at providing financing loans for Chopi's small and medium enterprise vendors. Speaking during the signing ceremony, FNB Zambia Head of Business and Commercial Banking, Kavanda Libanda, says the MOU ensures that there is steady supply of products to Chopis through improved financing to the SMEs who supply goods to Chopis supermarket countrywide. Mr. Lilanda says the contract is varied for a year and will be renewed annually and will provide loan facility to SMEs. Meanwhile, Chopi Zambia Country Manager Manish Patel says the partnership between the two companies will help over 250 SMEs that are currently supplying products to Chopis. Meanwhile, Chopi Zambia Country Manager Manish Patel says the partnership between the two companies will help over 250 SMEs that are currently supplying products to Chopi's supermarket access funding facilities from FNB and ensure that supply is constant and improved. The Southern Africa Centre for Conflict Resolution and Dispute, SACORD, has called for increased voter sensitization to ensure violence-free elections. Organisation Executive Director Arthur Muyunda says despite peaceful by-elections recently witnessed, particularly in Chawama by-elections, there is need to do more in curbing violence completely. Mr. Muyunda attributed violence during elections to inadequate sensitization, with some of the voters not understanding the importance of peaceful elections. Citing its importance to the country's democracy and governance, Mr. Muyunda believes that peaceful elections can boost economic development, especially in attracting investor confidence. Matero Member of Parliament Mao Sampa has called on the Electoral Commission of Zambia ECZ to base constituency delimitation on population growth, not geographical size. Following the recently announced roadmap on delimitation, Mr. Sampa has expressed concern